Aidan Key will be spending time behind bars, while his younger brother Angus has been acquitted. The 28-year-old Aidan, who was on trial for second-degree murder in the death of Nick Tanti, was found guilty of the lesser charge of manslaughter by a 12-person jury Tuesday evening. Angus, 24, was found not guilty of accessory after the fact murder. The day and a half of jury deliberations followed an emotional 3-week trial, where 22 witnesses provided testimony, including Aidan. "Our position is that they were both viable verdicts," Crown Attorney Tom Meehan said. "We believed this was a case of murder, but we have total respect for the jury's thought process and work process, so it was something that we knew was a possibility. We knew that they worked really hard to get what they believe was the right result. I am pleased with all the hard work the jury put into this, and I'm so thankful for their service," added Assistant Crown Attorney Layla Mekhary. There were rumblings of a verdict early Tuesday afternoon, but everyone was summoned back to Superior Court for the first and lone question asked by the jury during deliberations. They wanted to clarify the difference in the definition of manslaughter and murder, as well as an accident to manslaughter. As for the Tanti family, Meehan said there was a real sense of disappointment from them, acknowledging how tough the trial was for family and friends. "Even though 2.5 years have gone by, for most of us, we've just gone about our daily business," he said. "But obviously they've thought about, Nick, every day and he won't be with them again, so this really brings that home for them. I think they've had to go back to that night and relive it a number of times. I think they're in a tough space, and we have a lot of sympathy for them." The Tanti family was not immediately available for comment, while the Key family declined to speak. Aidan's defense lawyer, James Milgan, did not make a statement, as his matter is still before the courts. Angus defense lawyer Paula Roachman told reporters she is relieved for both brothers. "One of the things that has devastated Aidan is Angus being charged with this whole thing," she said. "As he's always said, he would take responsibility for this. But as it's been said from day one, Angus didn't do anything. That's been a really big thing for Aidan to have over him, that he, in essence, did this to his brother. Aidan's obviously devastated by what happened to Nick Tanti, and he also involved his brother in this, and that's been something very hard for him. For him, it's almost a big relief for him that Angus was acquitted." She referred to the witness testimony, many of whom were associated with Tanti, who told the court he was either trying to break things up or standing by. Roachman also credited Canada's strong bail system, adding it would have been even more devastating if Angus had spent 2 years in jail waiting for this. "Fortunately, he was able to get bail quickly, as he should have," she said. And the same, quite frankly, for Aidan, who was charged with a far more serious offense and has been found guilty of a much less serious offense. "People like to decry our bail system, and I think there's a great example. This is exactly why we have a strong bail system in our country." Tanti was pierced in the heart by a pocket knife during a scuffle with Aidan in front of Tony's Billiards on February 29, 2020. He died shortly after. Aidan's punishment has yet to be determined. Justice Gordon Lemon will begin to review findings of fact from the jury verdict Thursday, and submissions will be made as it pertains to Aidan's bail conditions from now until a sentencing hearing. The date for sentencing has yet to be determined, but it is possible there will be a two-part hearing, where lawyers make submissions before Lemon imposes his sentence.